Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
From WHO, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Now, get ready to sound off.
Alongside John Sears, I'm Keith Murphy, and this is one of those nights where we have one topic that kind of casts a pall over everything. You know, yeah. I plan to talk about Luka Garza tonight. It doesn't feel right at this point. It just feels off.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant resonated even beyond the sports world. And even though he wasn't local for us, you know, grew up in Philly, played in L.A., wasn't really into the Midwest. I mean, so many people just connected with him.
Yeah, we just saw our news anchor Monica and meteorologist Amber over there talking about it, both hit hard by this. It's kind of on the minds of a lot of people. So the hot topic tonight is the talk of the sports world and beyond, the shocking death of Kobe Bryant in a helicopter crash. Eight others killed as well. Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, two of nine passengers killed this morning in that crash. Kobe and his daughter reportedly on their way to one of her basketball games at the Mamba Sports Academy.
Kobe was an 18-time All-Star, five-time NBA champ, and two-time Olympic gold medalist. He's one of the greatest players of all time, but he won't be around for his Hall of Fame induction. Kobe Bryant gone at the age of 41.
The news rocked us. Kobe Bryant, dead, gone, at just 41. Most of us did not know Kobe, but the shock spins us out. If Kobe was your guy, your favorite player, as he was for so many, this feels like a death in the family, even though you know it's not. Ask anyone in Iowa over the age of 35 where they were when they heard about Chris Street, they'll know. Chiefs fans won't ever forget Derek Thomas's crash. And after Dale Earnhardt hit the wall, we knew NASCAR would never be the same. Now, Kobe Bryant. Kobe, a one-word, worldwide brand. Kobe wasn't my guy, but I found him fascinating. The Mamba mentality, competitive fire, and outsized confidence. He had the talent, intelligence, and it factor. I tracked him as a work in progress, something which I and so many of you can relate. Kobe Bryant was flawed, made mistakes, but kept finding purpose. Instead of turning into the lost ex-jock whose best days were behind him, Kobe championed women's sports for his daughters and looked like a dad making up for lost time. That makes the fact his 13-year-old girl, Gianna, also died in the crash just crushing. There were seven other souls on board who also had families. Kobe retired 4 years ago and had a second act that included writing books and winning an Oscar. NBA championship rings, Olympic gold medals, and Academy Award, that's a club of one. But the images we keep seeing that really break our hearts is smiling family man. We should not need a reminder that tomorrow is promised to no one. Doesn't matter how rich or famous. And since we know that, we should all find more time for kindness, more time for hugs, more time for love. It can end like that.
All very true. We always hear people say, I remember where I was when this happened, good or bad. Unfortunately, this is one of those days for the latter. Kobe Bryant is more than a basketball icon. He's one of the most popular human beings to walk the earth. His Mamba mentality as a competitor was infectious. I grew up a Jordan fan, always have been, always will be, but I still loved watching Bryant play. Kobe is the closest thing to Jordan we will ever see. His will to win was must-see TV. At just 41 years old, it's hard to imagine he's gone. And let's not forget the other eight people that lost their lives. One of those, Kobe's daughter, Gianna. As a 38-year-old father with a daughter, this tragedy hits home a little more for me. Any dads out there with daughters can likely relate. In fact, I'm not sure how to explain it. A bond between a father and daughter, if you have it, you understand. My daughter, Adrienne, has really gotten into sports the last 2 years. loves soccer, loves basketball, loves football. Yeah, you heard correctly. Loves football. Wakes up early on weekends to watch replays of games on ESPN. Loves it so much, she wrote her own playbook. Her dreams include becoming the first female astronaut to also play in the World Cup. And when she's done playing soccer, she wants to coach football. Sports have helped us connect even more. I love coaching her teams, taking her to sporting events, love teaching her how to play sports, and love seeing her enjoy sports maybe even more than I do. When tragedies like this happen, we often think about our own life. Kobe the dad was like so many dads, minus the fame and championships, coaching, teaching, loving every moment with his family. It's a lesson we hear far too often but needs repeating. Enjoy every single day. Life is wonderful. Don't take anything for granted.
Well said, John. Let's go to Anthony in Des Moines. Anthony, your thoughts today on the death of Kobe Bryant?
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
Well, we're a little sober here tonight, but I don't know Kobe Bryant, but it just kind of hits you hard.
Well, I just can't believe it just actually happened. I just found out I was at work earlier today, and one of my coworkers came up to me about the news about Kobe Bryant. And it just shocked me. He was one of my favorite all-time players. Excuse me, I'm still choked about this. When he came into the Lakers organization and franchise, when he built that dynasty at the start of the 2000s, he and Shaq were the monstrous of a team. Nobody can stop the Lakers back then. And you know what? Now he's gone. His legacy will always live on. And my thoughts and prayers go out to the Bryant family and everything. And I'll just hang up. Listen, and go Lakers. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. There's so many fascinating things about Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. He didn't travel an entourage.
No.
Yeah, and he was one of those guys that when he went to the Olympics, when the other athletes would kind of like hold themselves up, he went to all the other sporting events.
Yeah,
you know, he's just like a fan. He's an interesting guy. He's a little different. He had so much confidence to begin with, but he seemed to be growing.
And a lot of times when famous athletes retire, they kind of go off and you don't hear from them for a while. Kobe did so many more things besides athletics, and the thing that I love most about him, I touched on a little bit, was how involved he was with his daughter in coaching. I mean, what famous pro athletes are coaching their daughter in youth basketball later on and starting their own basketball clinic? Just a remarkable life cut way, way, way too short.
Any idea what your record is, John, coaching your daughter?
Undefeated.
No, it's not. Is it undefeated? We're going to talk about more than Kobe Bryant tonight, though we can go back to this topic if you'd like at 282-9010. It is time for lookalikes with a local connection. Now, Jan Schaefer, retired volunteer firefighter, says Urbandale Fire Chief Jerry Holt looks a lot like Chiefs head football coach Andy Reid. Tiny ref.
That?
I'm a little surprised Jerry Holt is wearing a Chiefs hat with his Urbandale uniform, but now I see that could get him into the Super Bowl.
That's a good one right there. Mike says Iowa's Geno Stone looks like Iowa State's Michael Pittman Jr. Tiny ref? I don't know if I see that one as much as the Andy Reid one.
Hey, if you want to argue with the tiny ref, you're going to fall out of favor.
I'm not arguing.
He likes you more than me.
Okay. All right, I like it. I love it.
All right, guys. What's better, the surprise or the actual gift that comes with it? Let's talk about that next in What's Bugging Andy.
Correction, Michael Pittman, USC, of course.
USC, playing, Drew, yep. Wrote it wrong, yep. USC.
We saw the jersey.
Yeah.
Thought Iowa State.
They look alike on the jerseys.
Yeah.
It's a look-alike.
USC. Time for another game of knockout. One's got to go of NBC's choices for the top four Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. One's got to go. Which do you knock out?
All right, who's out of here? U2, Prince, Michael Jackson, or Beyonce?
Man, U2's came. Didn't this show happen right after 9/11?
I think that was.
The flag reveal by Bono, that was pretty cool. Prince, he was amazing in the rain.
He's an all-time great,
It can't be that. Michael Jackson has had...
some legal trouble?
Yeah, that'd be...
And then Beyonce, and Beyonce's great too. But
she's going to lose this.
I don't think she's as good as the other ones. I don't know.
Gosh, John. It's been an unpredictable men's college basketball season.
And that's what's bugging Andy.
It is.
There are few things in life better than a pleasant surprise, an unexpected thrill. Hawkeye basketball fans are riding a wave of them this season, fans of the men's and women's teams. Lisa Bluter's crew lost the best player in the program's history, and they might actually be better this year. Fran McCaffrey's crew has taken more hits than a Red State Road sign this season, and they too have somehow gotten better. Who saw that coming? No one. Don't say you did, you didn't, you wouldn't, you shouldn't. How could you? But there's a problem with something that's unexpected, right? I mean, it's unexpected. You didn't plan for it. You probably couldn't make the most of it, and you might have missed it altogether because, well, you weren't expecting it. If Iowa fans were expecting this type of season, they'd have bought more season tickets, no doubt. They'd have decked themselves out in Luka Garza gear beginning in October. They'd be setting aside plans for the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis and the NCAA after that. As of now, well, they're probably a little hesitant to do that because, well, they aren't quite sure what to expect. Hearing a great new song on the radio, a snow day, a $20 bill in the pocket of a coat that you hadn't worn since last winter, it's a pleasant surprise that may not change your life, but certainly gives it a nice little whoosh. It's just too bad you can't see them coming every now and then, because there's also the opposite of the unexpected thrill, and that's the expected gut punch, the one that you know is coming and hangs over you until it does. And Cyclone basketball fans keep suffering those this season. Kansas, Texas Tech, Baylor, maybe every road game to come, they make you want to tune out, even though you waited all year just to tune in. Life would be easier if we were always awaiting the good stuff with iPhones rolling and completely oblivious to the bad. But then, well, that wouldn't be life, would it? I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Andy, thank you. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
They're in it.
From today. Perfect time for my favorite Chiefs of all time and more of your live calls. We have an open line right now at 282-9010. You can sound off on the Super Bowl. Sound off on Twitter at soundoff13. Iowa Hawk Guy writes, Kobe loss is tough to realize. He was a transcendent athlete. I remember coming into league and retiring. Also remember his faults. However, his post-NBA career was just as transcending with an Oscar, female sports, education, and more. He appeared invincible, but we're reminded no one is invincible.
Spencer writes, with my Chiefs in the Super Bowl, was trying to figure out how out Sunday without the Chiefs on, but today football felt meaningless. Hashtag rest in peace, Mamba.
R.I.P. Mamba. My five favorite Chiefs in this week's Who's in Your Five? At number five, Christian Akoya once did an interview with us, and he was so nice, John, he just kept talking. And we didn't want to interrupt, so eventually the director just went to commercial.
As he's talking,
because we didn't want to interrupt him.
Look at those shoulder pads.
I think those are his actual shoulders.
Those are enormous.
I know, that's a different era.
Yeah.
Number four, Joe Montana. I also think of Montana as a 49er, but, man, it sure was fun to cover him in the Cheese League.
Man.
And he had a couple of good seasons for the
Chiefs.
A couple
of good ones, but, yeah, he's a Niner.
Number three, Patrick Mahomes. Not since Dan Marino has a quarterback been this level of appointment television for me though Tom Brady was close, but Dan Marino. And now if Mahomes is playing, I want to watch
it. And Mahomes has a little bit of that Favre in him, too. The crazy passes, throws it deep. The gunslinger, man, he's going to be fun to watch next week.
Number two, Len Dawson. A heater, just a lung dart, and a fresca at halftime of the Super Bowl. That's fantastic. Len Dawson, I will always appreciate how kind Len was to Andy Fales when Andy moved to Kansas City for a week. And at number one, Ed Podolak. Look at that face mask.
What is that thing? That
I had mask. One of those just because Ed Podolak had one. Yeah, I had one of those in Pee Wee football. Hawkeye and Chiefs legend, played one of the great NFL games of all time. Look it up. And he was always a blast at the Variety Club Telethon. Of course, Jimmy Buffett dedicated an album to Ed Podolak. Did you know that?
I did not know that. But people forget how good of a football player Podolak was. They know him now as, you know, the voice of the Hawkeyes,
sure,
and Gary Dolphin. But people forget he was an incredible football player.
Incredible football player, Hall of Fame partier. I mean, when Jimmy Buffett dedicates an album to you.
Man, that's next level.
All right, we had who's in your five, my favorite Chiefs. That leads me into my pick for the Super Bowl. I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm riding with the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are going to win this on the 50th anniversary of their only Super Bowl. I think Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs this time next week. Chiefs fans will be calling Sound Off. First of all, congratulating me for making the proper pick.
What?
And then they'll be celebrating their Super Bowl. We'll be happy for Michael Admire and all the many Chiefs fans in this area. Chiefs are going to win it, John.
Do you watch football? Do you even know the sport of football?
Yes.
Have you seen the 49ers play this year?
Yes.
This is basically going to be, say, the varsity team against the freshman team. I kind of feel bad for Kansas City that they're in this game because I think it's going to get ugly in the Super Bowl.
You understand that the
49ers. This is going to be
the 49ers are quarterbacked by Jimmy Garoppolo. The Chiefs have this guy named Patrick Mahomes. It's a quarterback's league, and you're picking the 49ers. It sounds like you're picking them in a rout. Are you drunk?
I think people are going to be drunk by the end of the first quarter because it's going to be such a rout. They're going to want to get this game over with so quickly.
There is no chance the 49ers rout the Chiefs.
This could be an embarrassing game for Kansas City.
It could be an embarrassing sound off for you in a week because we will mark the video. Time for over under. Super Bowl teams overrated. The 1972 Dolphins, 17-0. I know that, never lost. No other team has done it. That's impressive. But the Dolphins played a stunningly easy regular season schedule. Look it up, and did just enough to win through the playoffs. They're overrated. Underrated. 2007 Patriots lost to the Giants because of one of the most unlikely catch and throws of all time. But this is easily the greatest team to not win the Super Bowl.
For sure. Had they won, they may be considered.
They would be considered.
Would be considered the greatest team of all time. Yeah.
Still to come on Sound Off, Ken Kittle.
Oh, look, Niners.
Makes his triumphant return to Sound Off. John, this time next week, that kid will have been in tears.
Time for face-off, though I promise not to lift a stool over my head. DeSosa style, Kansas versus K-State, just a bad look for college basketball.
Bill Self can't keep Kansas out of bad headlines. What a year he's had, but he keeps winning, so I don't think fans will be too bothered by any of it.
Who's at fault?
It's shared fault. Kansas was running the clock out in a rout. Basketball code is you don't steal at that point. K-State stole, but then DeSosa's block and subsequent testosterone standover took the tension up a notch. First thrown punch is next level, though, and DeSosa does look the worst in this. He gets the worst punishment.
Yeah, fortunate to ever put the uniform on again.
Yeah.
Todd Licklider is 0-2 as Evansville's new coach. He'll eventually win, right?
Much more likely at Evansville than Iowa. Former National Coach of the Year at Butler, but just a bad fit at Iowa, in over his head. But here's how nice Licklider is. We and many others start any criticism of his coaching with, nice man, but that was a disaster.
All right, great guy, bad coach. But you have to pick one, pick great guy.
Yeah, pick great guy. Especially if
if you're getting millions for the coaching anyway.
Yeah, not surprised Real Mitchell has entered the transfer portal. We saw flashes, but he was stuck behind Brock Purdy and was never going to see the field for 2 years.
Yeah, I'm surprised Iowa State didn't find more ways to use Mitchell. I realize you don't want to get your backup quarterback hurt, but he clearly wanted to play more, and he had some juice.
A Pro Football Focus names George Kittle the best player in the NFL. Not best tight end, best player. You buying it? I am.
Yes, because it's about grading how well a player does his job. But does that make Kittle more valuable than Mahomes? No. Quarterback is the most important position, but what Kittle is asked to do, he does better than anyone.
Yeah, he's fun, too, bringing pro wrestling energy to the NFL.
Right.
You co-hosted the Rally Against Cancer with former Olympic gold medalist Dorothy Hamill. Did you reveal your childhood crush to Dorothy?
I did, John. And dozens of women in the crowd told Dorothy they had her famous hairstyle. I had it, too. She was so nice. It was a fun night, and we raised a lot of money.
That's always good.
All right, time for knockout results. Who's out? As predicted,
Beyonce out with 43% is out. Of the vote.
See you, Beyonce. You're knocked out. Two of the people on that are dead.
Jeez.
That's sobering. Goodness.
Man.
That's going to do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound off, send off. Des Moines' Matthew Mason, also known as Mini Kittle. Kid Kittle's back.
Kid Kittle. Love Kid Kittle.
Hawkeye football. Each year we gather in our living rooms or in the legendary Kinnick Stadium to cheer on our team. Win or lose, we are always Hawkeyes. So when two teams go to battle that you might not root for, you root for the Hawkeyes. You support our boys. Who's ready for the Super Bowl? Let's go, Kittle! Let's go, Hawks!
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.